Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and Happy New Year to all of you. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, January 2nd of 2024. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan, where I live. I do apologize for technical difficulties last week on the end of Blog Talk Radio. They were not my technical difficulties by any means. Just to let you know. But we're good now, so I'm glad to be with you. And, you know, the bad thing about that was that I didn't get to talk timely about how you should close out the old year. But, you know, but we've started a brand new year as of yesterday. And so, you know, as you think about it, if you haven't wrote down your resolutions yet, actually, you know, you should write down fresh commitments to God like this. You could use this as an example. Read my Bible more. Spend more time praying. You know, get my money right with God. Like those kinds of things you could write down on a list of things you're going to commit to Jesus for this new year. Because when you think about it, when a new year starts, it's a new lease on life for 365 days. Actually, in this year, it's 366 because it's a leap year. But generally, on an average year, you know, 365 days. Every year, it's a new lease. You're essentially given a 12-month lease on life. And everyone gets it, you know, unless you pass on or something. But other than that, when the new year begins, after the ball drops or the bell rings or however you did your New Year's and however they do it where you live, you know, when that happens, we open up, you know, you should open up the new year, you know, like making commitments to God. Don't just plop, let a new year begin. Like, oh, praise God, the old year is gone. Hey, yay! You know, I hope you all didn't do that. Because I didn't do that. But, you know. And I try to think about the good in a year and bury the bad. I mean, in an old year and bury the bad. You know. And then you got to close out old accounts for accounts, you know, things that weren't good. Another way you can close out the old year and start the new year properly is mend relationships. Relationships that might be broken, you need to mend them. I know it's 2024 now, but you can still do that. Some of you might need to go back into 2022 or earlier even and, you know, try to forgive those people, which leads me to another one, forgive and forget. Those who've done wrong against you, you need to have it in your heart and forgive them and not hold grudges against them. Okay? I'm serious. When you hold grudges against people, you're not doing favors for yourself. You're hurting yourself when you hold grudges against someone. You are. So please don't do that. Just don't be holding grudges against other people. And if you're sitting at home, I don't want you to sit here and think, oh, he's goody two shoes. Well, no. Everybody's been wronged at some point. You just got to have it in you to forgive. You know, I will say some people are easier to forgive than others. I mean, depending on what they did, you might be able to forgive instant. Other times, not so much. But you should still forgive them. And not be living in unforgiveness. Because if you're living in unforgiveness, that's going to hurt your life. It really is. It's not gonna help you. It's not gonna help you to walk in unforgiveness. And then how do we open up the new year? You know, make commitments to God and keep them. Don't make commitments to God that, you know, you're going to, you know, spend more time in His Word, you know, read your Bible more, pray more, and do great things like that, and then not do those things. Only write it down if you mean it, and if you're going to be disciplined about it and do it. I believe for God, you say, Miracle Man, what do you think about this year? I think 2024, for God's people, is a year of more. More blessing, more healing, more deliverance. More
breakthroughs.
I bet you knew what I was about to say, didn't you? SNL, but wait a minute. SNL, Saturday Night Live is not on my show, so forget that. But I mean, in all seriousness, more breakthroughs, more healing, more deliverance. You get more prodigals coming home. I think it's going to be a year of more of those kinds of things. More. And by more, I don't just mean like, oh, more of the same, like it'll happen last year. I mean, it'll happen this year just like last year. No. I mean in terms of increase of amounts of it compared to last year even. Like that kind of more, like truly more than. By the way, it's not just to be in God's, a child to God. Yeah. Those who are serious about their walk with God, those who trust God, those who are obedient, you know, those who have faith in Him and trust in His Word. Those are the ones I feel that are going to see all these benefits. And more favor and, you know, things like that. And I think we're going to see breakthrough in a lot of different areas. Finances, I think, in our bodies, I think we're going to see a lot more healings this year. I think we're going to see people being delivered from things. And all that kind of stuff. I think we'll see more sinners come to Christ. Say, what else would you say about this year? This election, I think, will be like elections of the past. You know, I'm not going to predict who's going to win by any means. I don't think people are happy with who's in the White House right now. I do think there will be shockwaves in D.C. as a result of the election. That's just how I feel personally. You see, most of these I have used, you know, Mark T. Buckley's I Predict. And I might not be quoting them word for word, but I'm at least giving you part of the gist of it, you know, of what was said about this year. Because God shows him things. And based on what I heard my pastor say on Sunday morning, I would say I agree with him on these things. Personally, I would say that you should find yourself at the altars of God more this year than what you were last year. I would. That's just my personal opinion. According to another thing that he mentioned is there will be attempts, you know, to try to do more control on the American people by the government. Kind of like how when we were being locked down during COVID and basically told, in my state where I live in Michigan, you could only go into certain departments in your stores like Walmart or a chain we have here and another place in the Midwest, Myers. You could only go into the departments that our governor said you could. Like you couldn't buy plant seed, for example. Did you know that, Jay? Did you know that our governess did that?
I heard that, yeah.
Because she lived in Arizona for a few years, so. You say, what do you mean, governor? You say, listen, you might say, Miracle Man, what do you mean, governess rather than governor? I mean, technically, you know, a female governor is actually a governess. So that's why I said governess. So anyhow, our governess, you know, she locked up, and got to where you could only go and buy from the certain departments that she said you could. Like, obviously, you could buy toys, you could buy clothes, you could, I believe. I mean, you could, but there were certain plant things you could not buy. Thankfully, you know, a month later she lifted that. And, but do I know if it'll be to the same extent? I don't know. But I also think you'll see more with AI. I think we'll see more, you know, nations more so lining up for World War III. Think it'll be, things like that. But here's the thing. Some of this negative stuff I just mentioned, listeners, you know, we can pray against it, you know, and some of it can be postponed, you know, pushed back, or even canceled by prayer, by people praying. I think of late last year, back in, September, October, where there was talk that there was talk of, you know, people being forced to be locked down again and wear face diapers. Even people on the left said, no, we're not doing that. My hope is that if they keep trying to do that, that'll keep happening. Who knows what the next thing will be if they try it again. Maybe it'll be climate. I hope not, but hope they won't do this thing of, oh, by the way, it hit 90 degrees today. Shut it down! Shut down the outside pool! They bring too much into the atmosphere. Shut it down! Who knows? Some of the stuff they tried to do, I wish I could tell you it was just make-believe, but it wasn't. Because they actually did it. You know, but, you know, some of that data that they would try to use, I wonder where they got it. You should see some of the bills they'll pass in Washington, D.C. I mean, how dumb can you get and still breathe? Yeah. How dumb can you get and still breathe the air and drink our water? You know what I mean? And like, in other words, like, you know, live on the face of the earth. How? Well, I don't know. But sometimes with certain, you know, certain things, you just got to be able to see the funny side. Even though it might just be so dumb and so terrible. But sometimes you just got to be able to see the funny side of things. And so I at least try to do that. But anyhow, but those are kind of my thoughts on the new year. But you might say, Miracle Man, what about the show? We're working on some things, ways to make the show better, to improve it. I'd like to see us get more listeners still. I'm always looking to get more listeners. There's some people I would love to interview on my show, you know, at some point, as we get more into this year, like, I'll just say, I'm working on some things. And I think God's going to continue to use this show. That's really what I feel about 2024 as it pertains to the Miracle Man show. Okay. Couple quick things. You know, just want to remind you about something, and then, you know, I'll do the announcements I always give. That is that from the 13th of January to the 20th of January, I'll be in Florida, Tampa, Florida. But I will try to do a minimum of one, hopefully two, radio shows. These will be me talking basically about what have I been up to in Tampa, Florida. Maybe a little verse or something, or, you know, something like that. But generally, it'll be more so about, like, what I've been up to in Florida is what it'll be. Just so you know. Like what it would look like for a show like if I do one on the 15th, 16th, or 17th. Plan on me doing one on at least one of those days, but I don't think it'll be all three. I don't. Just to give you a heads up on that. Okay? The other thing I want to remind you, and then the other stuff, the first thing I want to remind, the other thing is, I want to remind you about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great God has been. And the story of a God my mom could not see, but strongly believed in. And God has brought us through so much stuff. Stuff that was huge. Stuff that maybe not so hard. But God is God. He doesn't care how big that battle is. There is no battle where he says, that's too big for me. And there's no battle that where he says, that's not big enough. God is still God. He's still on the throne. And that won't change regardless of what year it is. God is still on the throne. And I know that for a fact. So you can go online to the website Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles. Now it can be a blessing to you because I really want you to read it. I really do. And my prayer is that as you read it, that your faith will increase. And in case some of you are ever wondering, you know, why does the Miracle Man read the Word of God on a show out loud? Why does he do that? I'm glad you asked. I read chapters of the Bible on my show to you, my listeners, and here's why. The Bible says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. Okay? Some of you may be in between churches. If that's the case, you should get yourself into a good spirit-filled church, one that believes the Word and Word of God and does not water it down. And even if you are in church, this shouldn't be a replacement for for you going to church. It can be a supplement, yes, but don't use it as a replacement, please. Amen. Amen. Thought I should just remind you of that. Okay. The other thing that I want to remind you about really quick, if you don't mind me telling you this, is about the PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com in order to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. As you sow your seed into the Miracle Man program, I mean, when you sow your seed into the Miracle Man program, I pray for that seed. When I get notified, I pray for that seed, and I pray for you. And, you know, I just, you know, even if I don't know who it is, you know, I just, you know, thank God that someone sowed a seed into this program, and, you know, and I pray the blessing of God on you. And also, when you sow your seed, it's a great idea, even if you don't write it down, at least have in your mind, why am I sowing the seed? What am I believing God to do on my behalf in return? What am I believing God to do? Maybe it's in need of a healing for your own body, or healing for your son, or for your daughter, grandchild, or parent, grandparent. Maybe it's for a prodigal to come home. Maybe it's for your financial situation. Maybe it's for, you know, a lot of different things. You know, and you just sow your seed, and just be praying about that as you do that. Please. You can go online to paypal.com. And in the search bar, type in Rivers Shukla. That is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. The last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind, if you would ever so kindly, that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing that I would like for you to keep in mind is that the first R in Rivers, capitalized, as is the S in Shukla. And I just want you to make note of that. And so, just make a note of that, please, if you would. All right, I'm going to sing a couple songs, and then I'm going to get into the word of the Lord tonight. I'm going to talk about Job a bit tonight. Nothing can separate, even if I ran away, your love never fails. I know I still make mistakes, but you have new mercy for me every day. Your love never fails. You stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. The wind is strong and the water's deep, but I'm not alone here in these open seas. Your love never fails.
Messages now, +1.
The castle was far too wide. I'm not alone here in these open seas. Your love never fails. Oh, oh, you stayed the same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid. Because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. Oh, your love never fails. Oh, you make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. Oh. You stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid. Because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. Oh, your love never fails. Oh, you make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. Yes, you do. You were the word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is, nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down.
was great, your love was greater. Now reveal in you my Christ, what a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. Death could not hold you, the veil tore before you, silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again. You have no rival, you have no equal, now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is, nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. You have no rival, you have no equal, now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Your name is power. Your name is wonderful. Your name is I am. Your name is hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for what you are to us. For who you are to us. Thank you, Lord God. We submit ourselves to you. We submit this program to you, Lord God, tonight. Thank you for every listener who's tuned into this program. You know what they have need of tonight. I thank you, Master, that you will meet every need that they come to you with tonight. You know what they have need of, even when I don't. I thank you, Lord God, that you meet their needs, that you strengthen our bodies, that you heal our minds, Master, that you just lead us and guide us. Thank you, Lord God, for your word that we're going to get into. Thank you that you bless our time in your word. that these listeners are ready to receive it in your name. And that it would not come back void. And that these listeners would follow your word. And I make my confession over this program. I thank you that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that more and more listeners tune into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Go with me, please, if you would, in your Bible to the book of Job, chapter 1. Amen. Book of Job, chapter 1. We're going to the oldest book of your Bible. That's right. The oldest book of your Bible, based on when it was authored, is not Genesis. It's Job. Even though Adam and Eve came first. The book of Job was written before the book of Genesis. If you want to go based on when a book was written. Okay. Amen. So as I said, I'm going to the book of Job. Chapter 1. Yep, I was taking a little second to get there so that y'all wouldn't think I was cheating or anything. Like trying to make myself get there extra fast or anything like that. Okay. I'm going to start with verse 1 now. And feel free to follow along if you would, please. There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. You say, what do you mean shun? He stayed away from it. He stayed away from evil. Verse 2. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he owned 7,000 sheep. 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 donkeys, and had a large number of servants. He was the greatest man among all the people of the East. His sons used to take turns holding feasts in their homes. They would invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. When a period of feasting had run its course, Job would send and have them purified. So early in the morning, he would sacrifice a burnt offering for each of them, thinking, perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. This was Job's regular custom. Side note, maybe some of y'all at home could do that with your kids. No, not with their, maybe while they're at school or something, maybe look at their iPod or phone or something and maybe just kind of, okay, maybe not. Just say it. Perhaps they're shot in their hearts and this was Job's regular custom. All right, verse 6. One day, the angels came. By the way, I'm going to title this, What Will You Do When You're Tested? When times of testing come. Verse 6. This is where Job, one of the places where Job gets tested. One day, the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them. The Lord said to Satan, where have you come from? And Satan answered the Lord, from roaming through the earth and going back and forth in it. Then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered the servant Job? There is no one like him in all the earth. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil. Does Job fear God for nothing? Satan replied, have you not put a handle around him and his household and everything he has? You have blessed the work of his hands so that his flocks and herds are spread throughout the land. Stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. But the Lord said to Satan, very well then, everything he has is in your hands, but on the man himself do not lay a finger. Then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. One day when Job's sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house, a messenger came to Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the donkeys were grazing nearby. And the Sabaeans attacked and carried them off. They put the servants to the sword, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you. While he was still speaking, another messenger came and said, the fire of God fell from the sky and burned up the sheep and the servants. And I am the only one who has escaped to tell you. While he was still speaking, yet another messenger came and said, the Chaldeans formed three raiding parties and swept down on your camels and carried them off. They put the servants to the sword, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you. While he was still speaking, yet another messenger came and said, your sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house when suddenly a mighty wind swept in from the desert and struck the four corners of the house. It collapsed on them and they are dead. I'm the only one who has escaped to tell you. At this, Job got up and tore his clothes and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship and he said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I'll depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Now, that's a bad doctrine, because God doesn't take away from us. This is it. May the name of the Lord be praised. In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing. Let's look at the first part of chapter 2. On another day, the angels came to present themselves before the Lord. Satan also came with them to present himself before him. And the Lord said to Satan, where have you come from? Satan answered the Lord, from going through the earth, from roaming through the earth and going back and forth in it. Then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil. And he still maintains is integrity. Even though you incited me against him to ruin him without any reason. Skin for skin, Satan replied, a man will give all he has for his own life. But stretch out your hand and strike his flesh and bones, and he will surely curse you to your face. The Lord said to Satan, very well, then he's in your hands, but you must spare his life. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and afflicted Job with painful sores from the soles of his feet to the top of his head. Then Job took a piece of broken pottery and scraped himself with it as he sat among the ashes. His wife said to him, are you still holding on to your integrity? Curse God and die. He replied, you are talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God? Natural. In all this, Job did not sin in what he said. Next passage, we'll finish this chapter and then we'll discuss it. When Job's three friends, Eliphaz, the Temanite, Bildad, the Shuhite, and Zophar, the Ammonite, heard about all the troubles that had come upon him, they set out from their homes and met together to go and sympathize with him and comfort him. When they saw him in the distance, they could hardly recognize him. They began to weep aloud, and they tore their robes and sprinkled dust on their heads. Then they sat on the ground with him for 7 days and seven nights. No one said a word to him because they saw how great his suffering was.
You can only imagine. Though he was suffering like that, he kept on thinking in his mind, nope, I'm not going to curse God. I'm not going to curse God. There was pressure from Satan. There was pressure from his wife saying, Job, look at yourself. Look at all those sores. Look at all this. Look at all the stuff you went through. Go ahead, curse God and die. He says, no, I'm not going to curse God. You know what God did to him later? He got back above and beyond. More sons and daughters than he had before. More oxen, more donkeys, more sheep. More of everything he had. And no matter how hard the testing got, he continued to trust God. Now most people would just break right down the minute they heard
one of their children died. Or their mother died, or their dad died, or their whatever. You know, first he hears, you know, these animals died. Then he goes, you know, the sheep died. Then he hears, you know, this happened, that happened. And all four times it says, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you. And you think about it, you know, his family was rich. But, you know, he lived a great life, and he wanted to make sure that his kids were right in the sight of God, make sure they were raised right, and he was blameless in the eye of God, like we should be. He shunned evil. And by shun, I mean, you know, stayed away from, did not participate in evil practices, did not go to evil places. No, he stayed clean in the sight of God. And refused to give up his loyalty to God. And he just chose, I'm going to be right with God. He decided that nothing was more important to him than him being right with God. Because even though he had no sheep, no camels, no donkeys, no more yoke of oxen. No children. He lost them all. No, not them all. Amazon killed that. Mm-hmm. But he lost them all. What do you mean? Children, donkeys, sheep, you know, oxen, camels. But then, you know, later he got sick, you know, and all that pain that he suffered, and all that, but God said, you know, do not take his life. That was a test to see, you know. Will, you know, are you going to quit me or not in terms of God? Now, God might not necessarily allow Satan to go do all that stuff to us, but as we go through life, you know, we'll face things. Maybe some reports, maybe some of this and that, this and that, this and that. And as you go through life, sometimes it's just a struggle, but, you know, I have to determine, how do I respond? Do I just go, you know what, I don't know if this faith stuff is working or not, because I just lost my kids, or whatever, just think, you know, for an example, or I just lost this or that, or, you know, I'd be like, it just seems like there's always so many battles or whatever, you know, might be. And then you might be like, you know, in your mind, you have to have this mindset of, no, I'm not giving up on God. And you keep trusting in God. And then you take it, and then you tell the devil to back off and to get away. And to leave you alone. That's one of the things we have is power over sin. Power over Satan. To
Tell them to back off and to not have authority over our lives. Because if you don't give place to Satan, he can't have authority in your life. He can't. If the devil could kill you right now, maybe he would, but he can't. He can't just, you know, come and just take you right down right there. He can't. But, you see, and even though maybe he had some doctrine like the Lord taketh and giveth and taken away and things like that. You see, he didn't have quite necessarily what you and I have. You know, a Bible like we have. But he had a great heart toward God. He had a heart that was upright toward God. And by heart, I don't mean ticker. By heart, I mean inner heart. That was right with God. I mean, and so, and even though he was obviously sad about all the losses, all those things he had lost, he didn't let it get to him. And what I mean by that is he didn't end up saying, I quit on God. Even though he went into mourning and stuff and got very sad, you know, he kept trusting in God. And you know what? He came out of that greater than he ever had before. Above and beyond what he had before. I think for a lot of us, the best is yet to come. I think we're going to see more provision from God. I think for the people of God, the best is yet to come. I honestly believe that. It's not just something that I said or something I'm just kind of thinking. No. It's honestly the way I feel. Is that for the people of God, the best is yet to come. And we're going to continue seeing more and more of that. That's what I feel about this year. For the people of God. It's going to be a year of great increase. That's what I feel. Yeah, we might face some tests and things, but as we go through life, and maybe this year, but, you know, you just trust in God. Keep your loyalty to God. Whether there's pressure trying to get you to give up or not, you keep your loyalty to God and don't allow yourself to fall to sin, but just, you know, stay humble. You really do want to stay humble. It's important to stay humble before God. It's something you want to do, honestly. I'm being honest. So don't allow yourself to lose humility.
And instead, just stay right with God. Stay right with God. Okay? Amen. And just let God, just watch God be God. He'll go before you and he will hem you in and he will help you. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I thank you, Master, that for this new year. Thank you that you'll help us go through this new year, through this year. That we would come out of this year better than what we entered it. And thank you, Master, for this word tonight. I pray, Lord, that this word would just get deep down in us. And that no matter what we face, may we decide not to give up and decide to just keep trusting in you, Lord. And may we just keep on believing in you. Keep our loyalty to you. Keep praying and keep following your word. That's what I pray, Lord. In your matchless name, amen. And in terms of sports, oh man, we had a couple of great football games last night. In the first game, number one, Michigan Wolverines took down number four, Alabama Crimson Tide, 27-20. So the Crimson Tide, Roll Tide, are not rolling anymore. They got rolled by Michigan in Pasadena, California, basically Los Angeles area, at the Rose Bowl. Washington took down Texas 37-31 in New Orleans, Louisiana, at the Sugar Bowl. And so, as a result, you have Michigan taking on Washington on Monday, this coming Monday, January 8th, a game that I'm looking forward to. I really am looking forward to this. Lions. They have won the NFC North. This is the first time in 30 years since the Lions won a division. But when they won their division 30 years ago, at that point it was the NFC Central. It was all the current teams in it plus Tampa Bay. Because back in the day, there was no South. AFC or NFC. But what they did around 20 years ago or so is they grouped most of those southern teams together on the AFC side and on the NFC side. So, because it made geographical sense. That's why they did that. Okay. So, but then on Saturday, Lions lost a game they very well could have won had the officials, you know, not done that silly thing with that reporting the two-point conversion or whatever. That was on the officials, folks. Lions fell 21-20 at the hands of the Cowboys, but they still won their division, so that means there will be a home football game. In addition to the home football game that will be this weekend, in Detroit against Minnesota. My hope is that we'll be able to talk about the Lions winning a playoff game. Yay! That's my hope. to wait and see what happens. But my hope is that we can talk in about a week and a half, 2 weeks, about them winning a playoff game. All right, folks, until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.
Shocked.
What?
You got shocked.